public seminar on the educational challenges faced by the children of migrants is to take place today at the Gresham Hotel on O'Connell Street in Dublin. Fidel Mutrasibo joins me on the line. Fidel, good morning.
Good morning, Lindsay.
Good to talk to you. Tell me what's happening today.
So what is happening today is we have a public lecture by Professor John Morenkopf, who is coming from New York, who will be telling us about the challenges migrants face in terms of accessing education in the U.S. and in other European countries with long history of migration. On an Irish angle, we'll be looking at the barriers migrant children face, and we'll be specifically looking at the area of third-level education and the fees migrant children are sometimes asked to pay.
Okay, so I mean, there are an awful, I mean, things are hard enough for migrant children when they come into this country, possibly with language barriers, etc. And, you know, life should be a bit easier for them. How do you hope to do that?
So what we are hoping is to remind the government and policymakers that, you know, when they are looking at what to cut, they should always think about the long-term impact of the cuts that we make today. In other words, if we cut and then those migrant children are not able to perform in school, eventually you are not creating scenes for a society with social cohesion. So just saying, listen, yes, we know we have to cut, but when we are cutting, we have to be conscious of what the social implications of the cuts may be.
Okay, so this seminar is being organized and held today. What time is it kicking off?
It is kicking off at just now as we speak. Actually, people are going inside the room.
Oh, great.
So we'll get to hear from the Professor John Morenkopf, and then we also get to hear from migrant students about their experiences in accessing third-level education in Ireland.
Okay, so I mean, it really is a fairly interesting seminar, and it's going to be something that hopefully, I suppose, when you find out how things have been addressed and find out about the experiences of the migrant children, what can be done to change, I suppose, their educational needs.
Yes, that's exactly what we are hoping to achieve, is to get to hear what has happened elsewhere and then look at ourselves and ask ourselves, what do we want to do? Do we want us to be a cohesive society in the future? And if we are going to do to become a cohesive society, what do we need to do to make sure it happens? So as an organization, we are delighted to be doing it at this period in time to figure out, in terms of advocacy, what we can go out calling for, and basically highlighting what happens when migrant children are ignored in terms of policy making.
Okay. Well, we wish you well, and hopefully there will be a positive outcome from this seminar today. Thank you, Fidel.
Thank you very much, Lindsay. Bye.
Take care. Good Bye. Morning. Fidel Mutrasibo speaking to us about that public seminar that's happening as we speak at the Gresham on O'Connell Street.